International Finance Law and the Loan Market Association. We're going to look at the work and contribution of the Loan Market Association in the area of international loan finance and the euro dollar markets. What we need to understand is the standard documentation prepared by the key trade associations in this area. In the loan area, it's the Loan Market Association. In the bond area, it's the International Capital Markets Association. And in the derivatives area, it's the International Swaps and Derivatives Association. There are other trade associations, and we'll refer to some of those later. For example, in the area of foreign exchange or repo markets, but we can look at that. We're going to focus just now on the LME. The key point simply is this. These markets are so large that no government or authority is capable of regulating them, because most of the governments in the world are borrowing in these markets. And all of the largest companies in the world, they are either borrowing or lending in these markets. So how do the markets control themselves? They self-regulate. They manage themselves through the use of standard documentation. The trade associations are basically representative bodies for all of the key participants in each market. They come together, they form a trade representative body, a trade association. It then instructs the leading law firms in any particular market, and they draft the standard documentation that governs that market. So, international finance is essentially regulated, governed by standard documentation prepared by the key participants in these markets. So, we're going to look at the LME in further detail. I have given you a copy of the LME standard documentation. I've also given you a core summary of all of the key outline terms. So we can print this on one page front and back, and you can see all of it. All I then simply do is this. I mark it up, black, blue, and red pen, and I can literally memorize this. What I'm also going to do is this. I'm going to print my copy of the LME, again, two pages front and back, and then just work through it. I will sit with my outline, my summary, and I'll read this. I'm looking for key points, I'm looking for cross-references, I'm looking for additional detail, I'm looking for all the relationships and links between the different sections. This will literally come alive if you do it this way. You cannot simply start a document at the beginning and read it and learn it. It just doesn't work. We cover the basic structure, we go over the key provisions, and then we see how all of the key terms come together. This regulates a market worth anything between 80, 90, 100 trillion dollars. It's an absolutely enormous market. It's one of the most important markets in the world, because this is basically how governments fund themselves. If they can't raise funds in the bond market, they will go to the loan market. So we need to understand this is one of the most important key financial markets in the world. It's all based in London, because this is the centre for the euro dollar loan market. Most of the lending will be in dollars, although we can have facilities issued in almost any other currency as well. But we will see that for governing law purposes, most of these transactions will be governed by either English law or New York law, and then they will select London as the forum or New York. More commonly, if we are with source of funds from other parts of the world, we can see some other governing laws being used, but it's still not that common, and we're also beginning to see some other jurisdictions selected, although principally many of these contracts will be governed by English law or New York law, with governing law determining the application and operation of the key terms. And then in terms of forum selection, they will use London or New York. That's why people like me, for example, are always admitted in England and in New York. And you'll see that in many of the large law firms, so that we can transfer between the firms. What will then happen is, in each of the main financial centres, they will use variants of the documentation, but a lot of the key provisions are always standard. As we've said before, in these documents you have the financial terms, you have the obligations, and you have the defaults. With the obligations, you have the conditions precedent, the representations and warranties, and then the covenants. What will then happen is the large law firms will develop their own standard docs, but they will all be based on these core provisions. This was actually the specific intention of the LMA, when it prepared these documents, it was to try and consolidate, reconcile, prepare a standard set of measures which reflected best market practice at that time, which would then limit negotiation time and allow parties to come to agreement much quicker, and then allow the markets to work on a more safe and stable, certain basis over time. So we're going to spend today's class working through the Loan Market Association, Standard Multi-Currency, TERM, and Revolving Facilities Agreement.